Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions. My name is Staria Bell, and I am the founder and owner of Society Says, as well as the host of this podcast. To kick off this podcast, I wanted the first episode to be me introducing myself and also telling you a little bit about Society Says and the story of where it comes from. So to start off, I am originally from Seattle, Washington. I grew up moving around all of Washington, and once I graduated high school, I continued to move around. I did not go to college. Instead, I eventually moved to Thailand to teach English for a little bit, and then I came back and I met my husband, and 8 months later, we got married. And one thing that really brought me and my husband together when we were dating is that we both are very unstable when it comes to where we live. We are continuously moving and on the go. We want to experience different places and different people, and we crave adventure. And that's one huge thing that brought us together, is that with his job, he's constantly traveling and going all around the nation for his job. And for me, I just never wanted to marry somebody that wanted to buy a house and stay there for the rest of our lives. So when I found out that he was always on the move, I was like, oh, okay, perfect. Because I do not like staying in one place for more than 3 months at a time. And I think that's because I grew up in a home where we were constantly moving. And it wasn't because it wasn't that I had a parent that was in the military. It wasn't because we kept being it wasn't because they kept being transferred to different jobs in different areas. I mean, sometimes that was the case, but most of the time it was just because my parents just wanted to move. You know, they wanted a change in scenery. So I think growing up, I just kind of adapted to that. And so now it's really hard for me to stay put. I also just really love to travel. I love to just see different cultures and see how people live their lives differently. And it makes me think about myself and do some reflecting on how I'm living my life. I also was raised by hippies, and that is something I do love to tell people because it explains a lot about my personality. I grew up learning about stars and our signs that we have, you know, both sun and moon. I was shown tarot cards growing up and how they were used, and being taught about crystals and different rocks. And I really, really love it. I love the whole peace and love that goes with the whole hippie environment. My dad is definitely the one who is like that picture, you know, when you think of hippie, my dad is like that picture of a person that would be the definition of hippie. My mom, she has hippie qualities, but she's definitely more like civilized than my dad. So pretty much all of my siblings, we all have that hippie side to us, and we're very down to earth and just loving of other people. When we're not being that way, I think we do a good job at catching ourselves when we are being like more judgmental. But yeah, so my husband's name is Angel, and we actually eventually want to live in a van, which will just make me even more of a hippie. And speaking about, you know, signs and stars, my sign, if anybody, you know, cares to know, I am a Scorpio. I am actually a double Scorpio, so both sun and moon. And I don't know if that means that I'm double the stubbornness, double the dominance. I'm not quite sure if that's what that means, but I have been told that I'm pretty stubborn and independent, and maybe it's because I'm a double. So I do have a day job, but I don't consider that my career. I want my career one day to be in the film industry in some way or another. I haven't decided specifically what I want it to be, but right now I consider myself a creative director and filmmaker. I love having ideas in my head and finding people to be a part of projects to really bring those ideas to life. I only started this last March, so it hasn't even been a whole year that I've been seriously into this, but so far I've learned a lot and I've come a long way. Looking at my work from a year ago, it is so different from now, and I'm very proud of myself. So I want to keep working towards that, and eventually I'll figure out specifically what I want to do with that. But right now I do a lot of dance videos and creative videos and short videos. So that is kind of my style right now. So let's move into the brand Society Says. I'm assuming that if you're listening to this podcast, then you probably are following me on Instagram. And if you're not, you should definitely go do so. It's at societysays.official. So Society Says is a brand that is meant to bring awareness about the pressures that we feel in society. Everybody feels pressure in one way or another, whether it's pressure to fix your body image, whether you're a guy and you need to be more muscly, or you're a woman and you need to be skinnier. Pressure that loving the same sex is not okay, or pressure that if you're a girl you can't have short hair or else you'll be considered a lesbian, or pressure to just as simple as what you pick out to wear in the morning. And I just want people to realize how much society really plays a role in our daily lives and the decisions that we make throughout each day. And like I said, those decisions can be as simple as picking out what we wear that day, or can be something big, like the person that we want to date or one day marry. With this brand and every post that I make on my Instagram or every podcast that I put out, I want at least one person to be able to take something from that and have their confidence go up just a little bit, that how they're living their life and who they truly are is okay. And I want people to just have confidence to be who they truly are and to not feel like it's wrong. And I'm hoping that along with this brand, and the more that I post and the more that I'm active in reaching out to people and people are reaching out to me, I'm hoping that people will see my brand and they will start to encourage people to check out this brand. And people that they know need help with something that they're going through in life, and that it will help them. That's all I want to do, is to help people to build their confidence and to live the life that they truly want to live, not just the life that they feel they have to live. Because nobody deserves to be living a life that doesn't actually make them happy, and that they're just doing it to make other people happy. You should not, if you are listening to this podcast and you are thinking right now, oh, I definitely live my life just to make other people happy, I think that you should probably rethink some of the things that you're doing in life and just slowly start to make decisions based off of what you want and not what those other people want. It's good to consider other people, but ultimately it is your life, and it's up to you how you want to live it, not to other people. And of course, it's okay to like get advice on maybe bigger decisions. But again, and I'm sure that you've heard this from other people, it's ultimately up to you. Every decision that you make, it is yours to make, nobody else's. So I do want to tell you guys the story of where Society Says came to be, because thinking back on it, it's so interesting. I did not think that it was going to become something more than where it came from. So it all started my senior year of high school. I had really bad senioritis and I knew I didn't want to go to college. So I was just kind of done with school altogether. And I was kind of starting to almost fail some classes. I skipped class a lot and like wasn't really doing assignments. And there was this one class that graduation was right around the corner. And this one class I was pretty much failing. And I went to the teacher and I told her, I said, I know I haven't been trying at all and I haven't been putting in the work that I should have, but is there any way that you will give me a project to do so that I can at least pass this class? And she did. She gave me a project and she told me to make a zine. So if you guys don't know what a zine is, it's a magazine, but it's very, very real. It can have swear words in it. It can have kind of graphic pictures. It's just, it's so real. You would never find like this content in your typical magazine. So I decided that the zine was going to be called Society Says. And that name came from the game Simon Says. And if you guys are my age or maybe a little bit older, then you probably have played this game growing up. It's one person is Simon, and then there's a line of people who are just people. And Simon will say, Simon says, touch your nose, and they all have to touch your nose. And then maybe Simon will say, touch the floor. And if anybody goes to touch the floor, they're out because Simon didn't say, Simon says, touch the floor. And it kind of relates to society in a way, because if anybody goes outside of what society says, a lot of people are judged for that. And they're kind of kicked out of friend groups or kicked out of crowds and not accepted by society because they're going outside of the norm of what society would want you to do. So this zine, I did all hand-drawn doodles on the inside, and it would be doodles like a anorexic girl looking in the mirror but seeing a plus-size girl. It would be, I had a girl that was throwing up, but everything coming out of her mouth were words, like bad words that people had said to her. And I just had a bunch of different things like that. And at the end, the end cover page was a girl with long nails, and she was flipping the reader off and she was painting her middle finger nail. Anyway, I went and I presented it to the class and everybody loved it. They were obsessed with it. They were like, this is such a good idea. They loved the whole name of it and the concept of it. And they just loved that it was very real. I should probably clarify that this class I did this for, it was like a society class. I think it was actually called like Slut 101 or something. It was very interesting. It was, when I was looking for classes, it was just very intriguing. Also, this was actually a college course. I was going to college for my last 2 years of high school. It was just a program that they had offered. But yeah, they loved it and I didn't think much of it. I was just like, okay, cool. But I think it was like a year later, I found this zine in my like memorabilia and it reminded me of it. And again, I didn't really think much of it. But last March, when I started getting into filming, I thought about this again and I thought, okay, I'll make a video series. And I was just thinking maybe 5 videos to just wrap all of this together and put it out into the world. But then I started thinking about it more and I was like, no, this needs to be something that's consistent and I keep posting about it. And so I finally decided that I was going to make a brand and I was going to create something where it's a platform for people to feel comfortable to come and watch videos and look at pictures and to even talk to me about maybe some issues that they're going through and for people to feel safe. And I want this brand to bring awareness, which that is where the whole launch of Society Says came from. I'm very proud of this. I am, and I'm so, so very excited to see where it goes from here. And it means so much to me, the people that reach out to me and tell me the good that I'm doing in the world right now with this brand. And they're very excited to see where it goes. And it just means a lot because I guess I'll share this. Growing up, I am one of those people that it's very easy to look at me and judge me very easily. And I think that all of us know if we're that type of person. So I'm somebody that has RBF. And growing up, I would wear a lot of hip-hop clothes because I was a hip-hop dancer. And I'd wear really baggy clothes. And a lot of people would make assumptions about me. And especially if people knew that I was Mormon, they would just, I don't know, they would just make so many assumptions because they know I'm Mormon, but they see that I have these just like baggy, they think disrespectful clothes on. I have RBF, I have tattoos, you know, there's all these things that don't add up, and people just think that I'm this mean person that doesn't care about anybody. And growing up, like, I thought it was funny, but the older I got, I realized that it's not fair that people just assume things about me without even talking to me. And I actually have had some friendships start where they told me, they were like, honestly, I thought you hated me. I literally thought you wanted to punch me in the face when you first talked to me. And it made me feel so bad. But then I realized, I'm like, I don't need to feel bad for just the way that I look. I mean, I can't change how my face looks. I'm not going to walk around smiling like a Barbie all the time. That's just not me, you know? And I think that this is where society says, like, really came into play. I started to really think about these things and how it's so easy to judge when you just look at someone, but you really have no idea who they are and what they've gone through. And the fact of the matter is that everybody has things that they're going through and that they're struggling through, whether it's body image or maybe they have a mental illness or maybe they are struggling with their sexuality and they don't want to talk to anybody about it because they feel embarrassed or they feel like something's wrong with them. Maybe they feel like they are in the wrong body, like it's a man who thinks that they should have been a woman. You never know what is going on with somebody. So if you are not, go ahead and follow Society Says on Instagram. Go ahead and subscribe to this podcast and stay tuned, you know, watch the posts that are being posted every day. And on this podcast, there will be a new episode every week. Stay updated. And if you ever feel like you want to help contribute, you can always DM me or email me and let me know how you would like to contribute. And if you don't have any ideas, I will always have ideas for you. Always. I love having people send in videos of them talking about pressure that they feel in society and them opening up about it. It's so great. And honestly, just following Society Says on Instagram, that is being a part of this just as much as if you were being a part of an actual project. So I appreciate all the love and I appreciate all the support. So just remember to try not to judge people or assume things about people before you have actually talked to them and have actually met them and gotten to know them, because you just have no idea what people are going through. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for next week's episode.